With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Breaking news this hour as the Senate has given final approval, 85-11, to a new plan to prevent a government shutdown. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said senators had reached agreement to vote before the midnight deadline.
Democrats and Republicans have just reached an agreement that will allow us to pass the CR tonight.
The bill was approved within the hour after the deadline of midnight Eastern time had passed. The bill would temporarily fund federal operations and disaster aid, but drops President-elect Donald Trump's demands for a debt limit increase into the new year. Speaker Mike Johnson had insisted Congress would meet our obligations, quote-unquote, and not allow federal operations to shutter ahead of the Christmas holiday season. He also said the president-elect is happy with the outcome. President Biden expected to sign this into law. Also at SRNnews.com, a festive public holiday gathering in Germany turns deadly.
A car plowed into a busy outdoor Christmas market in the eastern German city of Magdeburg on Friday, killing at least two people and injuring at least 60 others. In what authorities called a deliberate attack. The driver, a 50-year-old Saudi doctor who came to Germany in 2006, was arrested at the scene shortly after the car barreled into the market at about 7 p.m. when it was teeming with holiday shoppers looking forward to the weekend. Keith Peters reporting.
Stocks rose to turn out what would have been one of the market's worst weeks of the year. Into the year, just into a pretty bad one. The S&P 500 rallied 1.1% yesterday to shave its loss for the week down to 2%. The Dow average jumped nearly 500 points, and the NASDAQ composite gained 1%. A report said a measure of inflation the Federal Reserve likes to use was slightly lower last month than expected. More online at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. America's college professors are afraid. With more, SRN's Michael Harrington.
A new poll released by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression finds that a lot of people who teach at our universities are hesitant to discuss certain topics for fear that their students will get them fired. 49% say they're afraid to talk about transgenderism, and more than a third won't mention abortion or religion lest they lose their job. The study also indicates 70% of college professors never talk about Israel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The British government has indefinitely banned puberty blockers for children with gender dysphoria after independent experts found there was an unacceptable safety risk in prescribing the medication. The decision is a major blow to the transgender agenda and reflects a growing unease throughout Europe with such treatments for children. The decision extends an emergency ban that was upheld by a London judge in July, will be revisited in 2027. This is SRN News. New filings in a 2022 class action contend that children of the wealthy and connected get a special admission consideration at some elite U.S. universities. John Scott has more on the story.
Although it's always been assumed that such favoritism exists, the filings offer a rare peek at the often secret deliberations of university heads and admissions officials. They show how schools admit otherwise unqualified wealthy children because their parents have connections and could possibly donate large sums down the line, raising questions about fairness. 10 of the 17 schools that were sued have agreed to settlements. John Scott reporting.
Drivers and airline passengers without reindeer and sleighs better make a dash for it. It's beginning to look like another record for holiday travel in the country. The Auto Club AAA predicting that more than 119 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home beginning Saturday and New Year's Day. With more online at SRNnews.com, I'm Ron Taylor.